You're listening to the ministry of Potter's House Church Wandsworth, a Christian Pentecostal church based in South London, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our call is to reach the lost, make disciples, and plant churches. For more information on who we are and what we do, visit us at phcwandsworth.co.uk.
If you've got your Bibles, Ecclesiastes 3 verse 1 and Philippians 4 verse 12. We're going to have it on the board anyway. We're going to start a new series today, and we've called it Saints for All Seasons. And so as tradition with every year, we usually have a theme for the year. And so we'll have some other stuff to promote that. But the theme for this year is Saints for All Seasons. And the word saint really just means to be set aside for God. How many of you here, you're a saint? Put your hand up if you're a saint. Okay, some of you didn't realize. If you're a Christian, you're a saint. And so I know traditionally we've been taught that saints are some old dudes that died doing something good. But that's not what a saint is. The Bible says all Christians are saints because all Christians have been set aside for God. And so when we say saints for all seasons, we're saying every single Christian should be able to go through all the seasons that life throws at us. And so today I want to preach a sermon on success in all seasons. Success in all seasons. God wants you to be successful. Look at your neighbor and say, God wants you. Say it like you mean it. No. Let's practice. That was a practice one because that was like, God wants you. That wasn't even, it's better not to do it than to do it bad. How many know? Look at someone and say, God wants you to be successful in all seasons. Amen. I'm feeling that today in Jesus' name. Okay, let's launch straight into this. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 1. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. And Philippians 4 verse 12, I know how to abase, I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. How many believe that? Say amen. Amen. And let's just pray. Father, we just ask you right now, Father, to set us on fire, to put something within us, Lord. Father, that we would have success through all seasons of life. Teach us what real success is. Father, we pray most of all that Jesus would be magnified. And all God's people said, amen. Paul says in this text, very simply, is that he says, I know how. And I want to say that this sermon is going to be a simple sermon, just to really give you this is like the introduction to the series. But what it is I want you to gain the know-how to get through life. There are many people, they know how to do many things, but the problem really is that you've got to know, you need to know how to do life. You may know how to cook a nice meal. You may know how to do mathematics. You may know how science and the periodical table, and you may know how to spell and punctuation and English. You may, the school and your education may have taught you how to give you the know-how to all of these things. But really, the quality of life is going to be, do you have life know-how? Do you know how to do life? How do you do the things like relationships? How do you do the things like marriage and family and friendship? How do you do spirituality? That's what you need to know. And Paul says this, that he says, I know how to abase and I know how to abound. He says both times, I know how, I understand seasons. I understand seasons. Because Paul says this, he says to abase and to abound. What that means is to have much and to have little. That's basically what he's saying. He says that life is going to take you through some seasons, and he knows how to navigate through these seasons. I want to say to you, every single person here, you're going to experience seasons. Every single person here, you're going to experience seasons in life. There is a misconception, is that when I get saved and become a Christian, I enter into a summer season, and it's summer all year round. And that's how people think. Like if you go to the Caribbean and, you know, you go there and it's summertime. And, it, you know, here we barely have summer, barely. But it's like, you know, I'm going to go. And so that's how people think. When I get saved, I've entered into one season. I'm always going to have, you know, so the wicked people have a hard time and the good people have an easy time. How many know if you just take a little a reflection on life, you know that can't be true? How many know that you just know that can't be true? That just because you're saved and you're doing right, it doesn't mean that you're exempt from seasons. You are going to go through seasons. You are going to go through seasons in your life. That means Paul says there's going to be seasons where it's sunny, where things are shining on you. There's going to be seasons when it's like winter, when the wind is blowing against you. I've been saved over 20 years. And I want to tell you this, I've gone through many seasons. There are some seasons where everything I've touched has been fruitful. Everything I've done, God has worked. You ever been through a season where you pray and God's just answering your prayers like that? Like you thought you had a question, your Bible fell out your pocket, it opened, and the question was answered. And then other seasons where you're praying and fasting till you pass out. And it's like nothing. And many times there are seasons. You've got to understand this. There are seasons in life. This is the Apostle Paul. This is not a crackhead. This is not someone who's just doing wrong. This is not. This is the Apostle Paul, the most fruitful missionary of all time. This is a man that was caught up into third heaven by God, given revelation that many of us will not understand. But he still had seasons. He still went through seasons. You're going to go through seasons. You know, the Bible says, a few weeks ago, I read the text where when you build your house upon the sand or you build your house upon the rock, and he says the rain came, the storm came to both of them. Remember? The guy that builds his house upon the rock is living by the word of God. So we'd be like, hey, he's living by the word of God. But the rain still came to him. He still had to go through a rainy season. You're going to go through seasons in your life. There are seasons in your family. Your family's going to go through seasons. There's times when, you know what, there seems to be beef in your family. There seems to be like a jaggedness. There seems to be things, you're just not getting on like you used to get on. You're going to have to go through those seasons. There are seasons in marriage. There's the honeymoon season where, you know, people get married and it's like, oh, and you can't separate them. They're everywhere together. Like, twins joined at the hips. People that oh yeah. And then there are other seasons where it's like this ain't easy. That's what I'm gonna say. This ain't easy. If you're married, just keep looking at me. Don't laugh, don't do anything. You go through seasons. And so people many times they don't realize even friendships go through seasons. Have you ever had a friend that you're talking to all the time? You're just talking, and then all of a sudden, it's like you're not talking like you used to talk. There's a season. Everything in life has its seasons. You know, even in your spirituality, you're going to have seasons where you get saved and you just love God and going for God and you just feel so close to God. And then there are other seasons where it's like, I just find it so hard to pray. I just find it so hard to read my Bible. I'm just finding it difficult. And this is where the enemy comes in and he starts to tell you, you're not saved anymore. You've lost your salvation. You're this, you're that. And he starts to persecute you. And he starts to accuse you. And he starts to say these things. Oh, you're not like so and so. Listen, in our generation today, this truth has been missed because we live in this internet social media age where everybody is taking pictures of themselves and they're covering up. People are depressed, but and then and you're looking at their picture all day like, oh, I wish I was them. But you don't know that was them for 1 minute and then they're depressed. You look at, oh, look, she's got a boyfriend. You see her and her boyfriend, but you don't know. Last night he tried to kill her. That you don't know. See, we put filters over everything. We filter reality. And now you're looking at that. But the reality is there's seasons. Life has seasons. There are emotional seasons. You got to understand, sometimes you're just not feeling it. You're just not going to feel it. You don't feel nothing. As a parent, in ministry, there's times when you're going to just, I'm just not feeling this no more. And people say, oh, it's the time to quit. No, it's a season. Let me say this now. Don't make lasting decisions in a temporal season. Don't make lasting decisions. I'm someone, I like to fix things. I always want to fix something. That's just my nature. So usually I don't have much chit chat. Don't know if you've noticed that. Those of you who know me, I'm not like, yeah, how's the weather? Yeah, the weather's cool. Yeah, what's going on? Yeah. My wife is good at chit chat. I'm not good at chit chat. I'm getting there. So if I'm not chit chatting with you, it's not that I don't like you. It's just I'm not good at it. Like, I'm like, fine? You're fine, yeah. Okay, I see you Sunday, yeah. So, listen, if you had that conversation with me, I'm just putting it out there. I love you, man. But you, those of you that know me, if you ask me a question, I'll answer for days. If you've rung me up, let me speak to Pastor quickly. You ask me a question and my answer is like, and I'll always say, well, there's three ways of looking at this. And that's the way I am because, you know, I always want to fix things. The problem with that mindset is you can't fix seasons. When you're going for a season, you think, oh, there's a problem. Let me fix it. How many know right now we're in January and it's colder than August? You can't fix that. It's a season. There's nothing wrong. Nothing's gone wrong. It's natural. It's nature. It's the way God made it. God was the one who instituted seasons. But when you have a mindset that you want to fix everything, when you see going through a winter season, something wrong. And the devil's telling you something wrong with you. Now, I want to say this. If you're doing wrong, then there's something wrong. How many know that? If you're doing wrong, there's something wrong. But the reality is just because of your feelings and what you're seeing on the external and you don't understand the elements of seasons and you're trying to fix it and people are talking, oh, well, you need to do this and you need to do that and you need to do this and you need to do that. Well, you should do that if it's the right thing. But can I tell you, it's not always going to fix. It's not always going to fix. Don't make lasting decisions in temporal situations. What that means is, in simple terms, is don't throw away all your t-shirts in winter because summer will come again. You know, how many know normal people, we don't wear t-shirts in winter? Unless you're one of those people that likes going to the gym, one of those guys that you wear a t-shirt, it would be... Summer is going to come back again. Imagine moving into a house, a new house. You move into a new house, and it's a lovely house. It's exactly what you need. There's a big garden. At the end of the garden, there is a tree. And in that tree, it's an apple tree. There are plenty of apples there. You move in the summertime while those apples are there, and they're just ripening. You're pulling those apples off. You're eating them. You're giving them to friends. You're bringing them to church. People come around your house. They pick those apples. It's lovely. Those apples are juicy. They're wonderful. You're really pleased. June, July, October goes, apples stop appearing. November, December, leaves start to fall off. Now it's just no leaves, no apples. There's just these branches. This thing just looks like a skeleton. You're getting up day after day saying, why is there no fruit here? Why is there no apples here? And you get frustrated and you say, you know what? I'm going to cut this thing down. I'm going to cut it out of my garden. How many know that would be foolish? Because if you would only wait and ride out that season, next year, it would give you more apples. We would look at that and say, that is ridiculous. Why would you cut that apple tree out of your garden in this season? And the saying is, you do not cut a tree down in winter. Don't judge the tree by that season. Even Jesus gives a parable and he sees a tree that hasn't bared any fruit. And what does he say? Let it alone for how long? A year. A year, at least it gives it the chance to go through all four seasons. He says, let it alone for a year. Give it a year. Give it a chance. Let's see how it responds in all the four seasons of life, and then we'll make a statement what it is. See, when you're going through these seasons, don't cut down things out of your life. There are people, you might go through a trying, tough, dry season, and what they do is they cut faith out of their life. This is not working anymore. You cut your Bible out of your life. You cut prayer out of your life. You cut church out of your life, ministry out of your life, because it was a season. Many people, they go through these tough seasons and they take these things out of their life. Can I tell you, it's a dry season. I was talking to a pastor many, many years ago, and he was telling me this, and it always stuck in my mind. There was a lady that was attending his church. She had been attending the church for a little while. She was a single lady, and she left the church. And the reason she left the church, she says, you know, I'm single, and I want to get married, and no one's interested in me, and I'm still single, and it's not worked, and I've been to revivals, and I've received words, and I've prayed, and I've fasted, and I believed God, and I had faith, and you told me to have faith, and I've had faith, and you gassed me up, and so I'm leaving. And so she left. And he told me about a little while after that, a guy approached him in the church and said, where's that sister? I noticed that she left. And he was like, yeah, you know, she's just going through some stuff. And he was like, you know what? I was kind of interested in her. Some single sister, oh my days, Dag. You know, Pastor, you just made that story up to keep us in church. No, literally, it's a real story. So, yeah. No, literally. Think about it now. It was a season. Do not remove a tree that later on would produce fruit. Do not take something out of your life because of a season. Don't make lasting decisions over a temporal season. You know, I love to reference Joseph's life. Joseph is, you know, there's so much truth and blessing you can get out of Joseph's life. Many of you know about Joseph. Joseph was betrayed by his family. Joseph was then sold as a slave. Joseph was betrayed by Potiphar's wife, the slave owner's wife. Joseph is put into prison. Joseph is forgotten, and then Joseph becomes the prime minister. Now, think about this now, but many times we don't, when we look at the story, we haven't actually digested the full time factor of this. See, Joseph was sold at the age of about 17. So from 17, this is when Joseph is betrayed. He's sold. And the Bible says that he's sold, he becomes a slave, he goes into prison, and then he comes out at the age of 30. That's when he becomes the prime minister of Egypt, at the age of 30. So between 17 and 30. And think about this now. This 12 years of his life, 13 years of his life, was a storm, man. It's betrayed. Your own family sold you. That's hard, man, to deal with that. Your own brothers, they was going to kill you. And then they said, all right, we'll give you a blood, we'll sell you. Then he's trying to serve God, do righteousness. We know he was trying to serve God because he says to Potiphar's wife, no, I can't be doing this. This is wrong in God's eyes. And so he lives righteous. He makes a righteous decision to say, I'm going to live clean. This is wonderful. Listen, when young people say, I want to live clean, that's God. He says, I'm going to live clean. And you know what? God doesn't open the windows of heaven for him. And so all of a sudden, he says, I want to live clean. And God makes him, takes him out. He says, I want to live clean. And he gets into worse trouble. And he goes into prison. And then he's forgotten in prison. He interprets the dream. And I was thinking about this. For 12, 13 years of his life, here is this storm. But Joseph became prime minister at the age of 30. Joseph lived until he was 110 years old. Most of Joseph's life, when you put it into perspective, 100 years of Joseph's life was pretty blessed. 12 years, 10 years was a struggle. Imagine at one point when Joseph is with Potiphar's wife, he could have just said, you know what, this is long. Let me just sleep with the wife. I can just be getting things on the side. It's going to make my life easier. But he said, no. He's in prison. He could have just said, you know what? Forget about interpreting dreams. Let me just pull out of this. I've been serving God. I've been trusting God. Let me just pull out of this. He would have missed 90 years or so, or, you know, when you put it together, all of the years, he's missing like 80, 70, 90 years of blessing because of a short span of his life. How many people today is that they're not in the will of God, in the kingdom of God, because of a tough season? But my urge is not them. We pray for them. But my heart is you guys that are here and saying, listen, God wants to give you the ability and the know-how. In all seasons, you can go through it and you can be successful in all seasons so that you can enter into what God has for you. Let me give you a little secret here. I don't know if I should tell you my secrets. These are the trade secrets. But this is the secret. You know, people sometimes they see me, I'm operating in ministry. I've done a few things. God's blessed me. Praise God. And I was talking to another pastor the other day, and God gave me the revelation, and he says, Courtney, you know, really, all you are is the guy that stuck around. There were people that were smarter than you. There were people that were more anointed than you. There were people that were more fruitful than you. But you know what happened? When they went through their seasons, they quit. I'm just the one who stuck around. And if you stick around, God uses you. It's as simple as that. You may say, I'm not that talented. I'm not that anointed. I don't know this. Can I do that? Listen, if you stick around God long enough, God is going to bless you and use you to do powerful things. This is how it is. Many times, God's A team is really man's B team. There's a whole sermon in that. Let me wind things up and we're going to pray. The misconception of this text, and you'll hear people misquote this all the time. Let me just say this, that just saying the Bible out of context doesn't make it so. You've got to quote the Bible in context. You've got to rightly divide the Word of God. You need to find a church that rightly divides the Word of God. This text, people have misquoted this text, maybe you have or you've heard people, and what they use it is, I can do all things through Christ, and the way they've said it is, I can do everything because I'm a Christian. No, it didn't say that. That's like me walking into St. George's right now and say, I can do brain surgery because I'm a Christian. How many of that be stupid? It's like you say you couldn't swim, you dive in the deep end, I can swim! That's not what the Bible says. You can't. The Bible is not saying just because you're a Christian, you can do anything. You know what the text means? It means this. I can go through anything. I can go through anything because Christ is in me. Because how do we know it says that? Look at it in its context. What is he talking about? He says, I know how to have much, how to have little. I know how to be full. I know how to be hungry. I can do all of these things. I am a saint made for all seasons. I can be successful in all seasons. I can handle all seasons. This is what Paul is saying. You know, I remember when I first started to drive, and I had to go somewhere far, and you're driving on one of them country roads. You know, when you're driving in London, London is really, there's lights everywhere in London. If you've driven in London all the time and you go outside of London, it's like, wow, this is different, man. Because when you go outside of London, it's like no lights. It's just dark out there, man. And if you're from there, we love you. So I'm driving on this road and it's dark. And I got my headlights on, but all really, it's like one of them A roads, so you're doing like 70 miles an hour, whatever. But all you can see is like just a little bit ahead of you, the white lights, the lines. So as you're driving, you're going quite fast, but you can only see just really ahead of you because there's no lights. So when there's a turn, all you see is the lines start to like that, and then you've got to react. Whereas in the daytime, you could see, okay, there's a turn there. I'm going to turn. But as you're driving, and I remember first driving, I'm holding the steering wheel tight, squeeze. Like this, and I'm nervous about it. And I remember driving for a while like this. I'm in the dark. I can only just see what's in front of me. Sometimes with God, you're going to go through that season. where you can only just see what's, Pastor, what do I do? Get up tomorrow, pray, read your Bible, love people, go to church, and try not to sin and go to bed. Do that, and then keep doing that until you, and then God. But so here I am, I'm driving, I can just see like, and I'm, oh my days, my heart is beating. This is intense, man. It's like I can't relax for a minute. I'm driving like that. And all of a sudden in the distance, I see two red lights of a car I'm behind, because it's nighttime. So they got their lights on. And so now I see their red lights. And what I start to realize is, I start to see their red lights start to go to the left and to the right. And I know now, oh, there's a turn up ahead. And it starts to make it easy. Even though I can't see right in front of me, I've looked ahead and I can react to what that car is doing. It's given me some ideas of what's ahead and what's going on. Can I tell you, when you do not know what's ahead of you like this, you have to look to Christ. You have to look to Christ. This is what Paul is saying. He's saying, when I don't understand everything that's going on, I remain a Christian. I remain a Christian. I look to Christ. See, you need faith to look at Christ. You need faith to understand seasons. See, people that lack faith, they fall into one or two pits. You got to be very careful in life, because if you learn anything about life, life takes balance. You need balance. If you don't have balance, you're not going to. Life has two pits. It has a pit on this side and a pit on that side. There are people that are radical like this, they fall into that pit. There are people that are, no, I'm going to do that, and they fall into that pit. People that are super religious, they fall into condemnation. People that are super carnal, they fall into sin. You've got to stay balanced. There's a pit either side. If you're one of these people, you think there's no pit here, you're going to fall soon. Fall into condemnation. You're super religious. You're legalistic. There are people here, they think there's no pit here. They're going to fall into sin, compromise. The devil's going to take control of your life. You've got to learn balance. When you understand seasons, it gives you balance. Let me tell you why. Because without faith, when you're in your good seasons, you forget God. You're on the up. Yeah, I'm blessed right now. I'm making money right now. I got this right now. I got my health right now. I'm doing everything right. Oh, yeah, I'm up here right now. And you forget God. And what it does is it leads to pride. You start to look at other people. You judge other people's lives. Oh, have you seen their marriage? Did you know about their marriage like that? Oh, did you see brother so-and-so? You know, why doesn't he get it? And you start to judge other people because you're on the top. And you forgot God. And you think life is always going to be like this now. Yeah, this is where I am. Look at me, so trendy. So you don't realize your season is coming. Look at someone and say, your season is coming. Amen, the season is coming. The other side of it is, when you don't understand seasons, when you go for a tough season, you can no longer see God. You're in a tough season right now and you can no longer see God. You know what it leads to? It leads to hopelessness. Someone who's hopeless, they just don't believe there's good things ahead. That's the reality. They don't see there's good things ahead. How do we have the balance? Well, we need to have a correct perspective about time, how time actually is. Do we have these slides here? Give me the straight arrow one, if we've got it. In Greek thinking, this is how people think time is. If you've ever, you know, you have history class or whatever, time works like this. It starts at one end and it goes towards the other. You have 1066 and then you have World War I, World War II, and time is just going like that. And that's how many times we've learned. It's a Greek concept of time. It's very Greek, very traditional Greek thinking. There are other cultures that have a different concept of time. Do we have the circle one? And so what you have is that if you go to Eastern religions, what they think is time is like a circle, just goes round and around. And so this is reincarnation. And so people think, you know what, if I was born now, I'm gonna die and then come back as a cow, or I'm gonna come back as a daisy. And they just think, I'm just gonna keep coming back. Reincarnation, and it goes round and round and round and round. So it's like a circle. But when you look at the Hebrew, and the way they think of time, it's not really linear and it's not just circular. It's kind of both. And in that way, of the way that you look at time, is that it helps you to understand that there is both included. And so I'm gonna need some participants. Okay, so we got that there. This is really how they see time, whereas it's going forward. It is going forward. You can see that there. It's going forward, but it's actually still going round. And so there is gonna be parts of life where you realize there's seasons of life, but God is still taking you forward. The seasons of life. And so I need all four of you to come up on the stage. Give them a round of applause. And all of you guys at the front, come up on the stage, because you look like you wanted to come up. I don't want to leave you out. Amen. So we're gonna try this. We haven't practiced, so look at someone and say, be patient with them. Okay, come and stand here, guys. Stand in a line here. Stand in a line here. Amen. Just stand in a line. You come and stand in a line with them. So what we're going to do is we're going to look at these two ways of Everett. You go that end, go down the other end there. And so what we said is the way that some people see time, this rope is time. And so they just see time like this. Stay there. And so it's just straight. It just is what it is. It's just constant. I guess either I'm going up or I'm going down. It's just as simple as that. Or what we said is circular. It's just going round and round, meaningless, like it actually has no meaning to it. It's just going round and round. Well, we know this. Time is moving forward. How many know that? Look at someone and say, I know that. Yeah, that's good. Listen, you showed that. But how many know there's still seasons to time? So it does go round. Amen? Say, I know that. And praise God, you're helping me here. But this is what we want to try and do. So we need you to hold this like that. No, with that hand. Amen. And hold that with that hand. Great. And let it hang down. You hold this with that hand. And you hold this with that hand. Great. Yeah, that's it. Let's look at this. You guys are serious. Oh, we ain't got no room for you. Don't worry. Hey, hold that with that. You guys can just stand there and look good. Amen. Look at this guy here, man. That's how you look good. If you wanted to know how you look good, give him a round of applause. Okay, hold it up. What are you doing here? You're slacking off. Okay, hold it up like this. And so spread out a little bit. Let them spread out. Come down. Come into the middle. And so, yeah, stay there. And you stay there. Give it a little bit slack. I need a bit of slack there like that. Hold it up straight. But I need a bit of slack there. And what's going on here, man? This is not even time or season or time. That was like time travel. Quantum physics. Okay, and so what he's saying is really the way that time works is that time is more like this. You start and then you realize that things happen again. You're like, I've been here before. I'm coming back round, because God has seasons of the way he works. And then you go on again and then you come back round and you're like, God starts to repeat things to you. Like, come on, let's revisit prayer. Let's revisit the word. You're like, I should have mastered this by now. But God's like, no, we need to deal with this. And you think, oh, I should have mastered faith. I know everything about faith and everything about prayer and everything. And you have you ever got to a place where you think, oh, I know this now. And then you realize, oh, I need help. Because this is why. Because life is like this, and sometimes you feel like you're going backwards, but you're not going backwards. God, you're still on the path. Sometimes God has to bring you back to bring you forward. You're like, Pastor, where do you see that? Because the Bible says that we are like polished arrows in God's thing. To get an arrow far, what do you have to do with it? You have to pull it back. God was just pulling you back right now because he's going to launch you forward. So here, the other thing is that at this point, you're on the up, and you're like, yeah, I'm always going to be here. But there are times when you've got to go through some other stuff, and life goes like this. This is how your life is. See, I want to say this is the main thing, is that for the Christian, at the end here is heaven. This is the main thing, is the direction. Not where you are in this, but it's the direction. Are you moving closer to God? Or are you moving the wrong way, where you're moving closer to hell, away from God? See, a Christian could be here. A sinner could be here. He's on the up right now. But the problem is the sin is moving in the wrong direction. It's not where you are, up or down. It's the direction you're going in. That's the issue. What's the direction that you're going in? See, the reality of life is this, is that none of us know what the future holds. I hope that your downs are not as down as last year. And I hope that your ups are higher than last year. But I don't know. I hope my downs are less and my ups are higher, but I don't know. See, I don't know when the seasons start and finish. But what I know is this. I know who holds it. See, this is the issue. See, this is why we have to know an eternal God. Because God is at the beginning, God is at the middle, God is at the end. See, this doesn't make sense in our physics mind, but this is the eternal, that God is all of these, holding it. God is holding you. God is the one who is holding everything together. And so you may not know what the future holds, but you know who holds your future. You know who holds your future. And this is why Paul can say, you listen, no matter where I am in this, I'm receiving strength. I don't give up. I just keep going. No matter up or down or wherever my season is, I'm going to keep going. Listen, Christian, today, and specifically, God laid this on my heart. There are some of you, you are in low seasons. Don't quit. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't give up. Don't quit. God, the word of the Lord to you is don't quit. Don't give up. You are going to come out of this. You're going to come out of this. And when you come out, I'm telling you, you're going to come out better than when you went in. Give Jesus the praise. Thank you, guys. Appreciate that. Hallelujah. I want every head bowed, every eye closed.
We hope you've been blessed, edified, and challenged by the sermon to reach the lost and make disciples. For more information on what we do and who we are, visit us at phcwandsworth.co.uk.